Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Morehouse College graduates got a welcome surprise yesterday when their commencement speaker, billionaire Robert F. Smith, announced that he and his family would pay off the student loan debt of the entire graduating class. Cheers of joy erupted on the Atlanta campus. But the reality is that around the country, many more students will be starting off their adult lives with huge student loan debt and little knowledge of how to deal with it. Jill Schlesinger joins us now with some financial advice for those new graduates. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So what is the first thing that new graduates who did not get their student debt forgiven yesterday that they need to do when they graduate? What's the first thing?
Whenever I talk about this, I feel like people are rolling their eyes. So pay attention. Just track your money. No austere budget. But how much are you making? How much are you spending? And this is going to help you address all aspects of your financial life. In fact, I would say that this is probably the most important and the core concept for any financial planning goal that you have in mind.
Right.
Obviously, if you don't know how much is coming in and going out, you cannot make an informed decision.
Sure. So college graduates are leaving school with student loan debt at this time of year, and then they're going to have to start paying. So talk about that, how you can create a reasonable payment plan without just putting it all on your credit card.
Well, I think that there are a few things. Number one is once you've tracked your money and you plug in that minimum amount, because every loan is going to have some minimum amount that you need to pay, but you don't want to do the minimum. You want to do way more than the minimum. Mm-hmm. And the process of tracking the money is a way to identify how much more can I use of my cash flow to help pay down this debt. And you're going to create a list of each loan. And if you have credit cards, if you have an auto loan, put that all in there, lender details, all the interest rates, and then work your way. And say, if I've got a 7% loan, I'm going to try to put much more down on that note than perhaps the one that's a 3% loan. And you're going to very methodically work your way through. Don't look at this as the big, huge number, just a little bit more every month. That's how the most successful payoff plans actually go down. They don't go down with someone just magically waving a wand, although that would be nice.
Yeah.
It's you putting a little bit more down on that higher interest debt.
The tricky thing is you also should start saving, right? Because a lot of people probably put that off.
Yeah, I know this is so hard. This is sort of becoming a financial grown-up, right? Because what happens is you've got three main goals. You want to reduce that debt, right? But you also do want some sort of cash reserve fund, 6 to 12 months of your living expenses. And you want to start putting – yeah, 6 to 12 months, because if you lose your job, it takes some time to get yourself back on your feet.
Yeah.
And you want to try to maximize your retirement contributions. A lot of people say to me, which comes first? It's kind of yes. You have to do all three. If you've got a matching component from your employer, try to put as much money into that plan that gets you the match. But even if it's just 1% a year, just to start that habit, it's so important. But those are your big three.
Now, talking about money could start long before people leave the nest, but that's not always possible because a lot of times adults don't feel like they have the tools to teach their kids about money. Just very quickly, Jill, what about that? Maybe should we be teaching this earlier?
Well, absolutely. In fact, we really would love to start having these kinds of conversations with your kids when they're in high school. I know that it's too late for some, but communicating this and also explaining to kids, this is what it will mean to take on this debt for your college. This is how it could impact you.
Yeah.
This could be the difference between living home and living on your own.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thanks so much.
Take care.